With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you think that Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner are properly social distancing?
And James Strebel.
Anytime they hook up with one of these professional athletes, it's curtains. It's bad news. Devin Booker just needs to run. But I understand the lure. I get it, Devin Booker. I get it. I know what the battle is right now. But it doesn't end well for anyone. Look at Kanye.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Thursday. Coming up in just a second, we'll have Mike Pratt, the Luminary. We'll talk with him a little Kentucky basketball at 4:30. Do you want to reach out and I want to talk some Louisville basketball, some numbers on the cards as they get ready. It's not a must win, but let's be honest, it's a win they need to get over Duke, or the way that we're going to start talking about their season is going to fundamentally change if it hasn't already. Reminder, we will have pre- and post-game coverage right here on ESPN Louisville to get you ready for Duke. And then after the game, Chris Mack. I think Rummage has got it. 6 o'clock on all stations. The first place to hear live from Chris Mack. We'll take your calls and everything else with the UofL Health post-game show. All right, let's get the Luminary, your favorite, our favorite. He's presented by Premier Packaging on this Thursday at MikePratt22. If you want to follow him on Twitter. Mike, my friend, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good, boys. I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired from last night's action.
Sure.
But really, I'm feeling pretty good. I got my 3-mile walk in this afternoon.
Nice.
Sunny day. Yeah, an old guy like me, it takes me half a day to walk 3 miles, but I'm okay.
Well, there you go. 3 miles, good little walk there. You know, was the best thing last night in that game the fact that you didn't have to travel to Georgia and it wasn't a 9 o'clock game, it was a 7 o'clock game, so at least it was over early? Was that the best thing about Kentucky Georgia last evening?
Well, you know, that's a beautiful little college town, and we stay right in the heart of it, and I enjoy that. The best part of last night and after the Auburn game was I didn't have to get back on a plane that's dead silence all the way home.
Yeah.
That's the best part. I mean, those are tough trips home when you lose the way Kentucky's lost. They're really tough, really tough.
All right, so Mike's with us here, presented by Premier Packaging. There's, 3 seconds on the clock or whatever? Everyone's taking timeouts. There's 3 consecutive timeouts. What did you think? I did not hear your call. We can't play it back. So what did you think was going to happen? What were you looking for as Georgia inbounds under their own basket?
Well, you can go to the cloud and get the replay of the game, I believe. But I
yeah, we just can't, play it though. That's our thing,
right.
You know, your radio rights and everything. Yeah.
I understand that. I told Tom that you know, the area you had to protect, you couldn't give up a 2-point shot under the basket. I said you can't do it. You got to make them throw the ball out, and if they beat you with a 3-point Hail Mary in the last 3 seconds, so be it. But you can't let them get the ball inbounds here. So the first time they came out, I watched how both teams set up. And Boston was set up with his back to the basket and trying to deny the pass, which is in everybody else's lined up. Now, Georgia was lined up across the charity stripe first time. Second time, they were down the foul lane line. And it was a little different. But I thought that, and I'm not sure I haven't talked to Calipari, I thought they should have switched everything. Mm-hmm. That was just what I would have done. Okay. You know, back in the day and even today, there's some guys that will zone it out of bounds. But what you do then is you give, when it's all said and done, and you talk to the players about what they did right and wrong, when you're playing a zone, it's easy for a guy to go, Sweeney didn't get his man, or I moved over here. Even with the tape, it's much easier to not take responsibility. And from what I listen to coaches talk about, you know, they want to hold these guys accountable and help them grow and be better players. And man-to-man's the way to do it. Now, that's just one side of the story. I've heard people all day today, not heard it. I've read people say, I should have played the zone. Yeah, well, okay. Hindsight, you should have. It didn't work out. But coaches play to their philosophy. And then it came out, and Jackson got lost. Mm-hmm. And no one moved up to pick him up. Keon was chasing a guy out. He thought he was going out. He was going in. And, you know, there wasn't conversation. Hey, switch. I got yours. You got mine. Which is how they teach it and teach it at that point in time. Just switch, hand everybody over. And maybe the guys can't inbounds the ball. Maybe they have to throw it out is where you want them to pitch it out. Get beat on a perimeter shot as deep as you can force the ball. Do not get beat on a two-point basket under the basket.
Mike Pratt with us here on ESPN 680 1057. You know, obviously at Kentucky, I don't think you ever had one of these teams, but down the line, whether it be playing professionally and coaching and everything else, Mike, was there a team where you felt like either as a player or a coach that you're on a bad team and there's just not a fix, there's not a pivot? Because you see Calipari after these games and he's despondent. He's despondent, whether it be talking about the end of the game, one-armed rebounds or two-handed rebounds, or, you know, the lack of them being able to make a shot. He lamented it. We'll get to the guards, how the guards can't get by anybody, which, obviously has them hampered. The youth, COVID. I mean, there's just the everything together. There's no pivot, I feel like, for this team. It's try not to be at the bottom of the SEC. Try to hope there's an SEC tournament, and maybe there's a magical run that, you know, Kentucky can you know, go in, I guess. You think he's out of options? I mean, he looks that way.
I think he's pushed a ton of buttons. It hasn't worked, and he's going to push some more. You know, he's going to stay with the guys and try to get it out of them. But as I said to you, I think, when the season, you and Strebel, the season started, and I said to a lot of people, look, when I saw him play Marshall in Richmond, I didn't think the pieces fit. I didn't think the pieces complemented each other, and I stand with that. It's not a knock on any player. It's just that you don't have guards who can beat anybody off the dribble consistently. You don't have perimeter shooters consistently, and you don't have low-post offense consistently. You have a lot of guys that do the same thing, perform skills, athleticism are the same. So the pieces don't fit. And, yeah, I had a team at Charlotte. My only losing season, we were 10-17. My leading scorer broke his jaw three games into the season at Toledo when we played up there. And then my center flunked out of Christmas, and we struggled. We lost every game in January. Finally, we had Marquette at home, the biggest home game that schools ever had at that point. Place was sold out. Hank Raymonds was coaching, and, of course, we had just been beaten by them 4 or 5 years earlier in the Final Four. And we upset them. And, you know, but that year, man, as a coach, you asked me about Calipari. There were times after games where I couldn't go to sleep. And when I did, I didn't want to get up in the morning. You know, and just, I mean, it was just you stay up after the ball game talking about it with your assistants, have a couple beers, put the tape in. And you relive it, and then it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then at 6:37, you just lay there, you go like, what the hell? Do I have to go back and do this again, you know?
Well, Cal looks like it. He looks like it right now. Yeah. That's what he looks like right now.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. This, you know, and for all that Fox comments,
you know, De'Aaron Fox,
wants to win. De'Aaron Fox, the guy wants to win, you know? I mean, come on. And Darren was just not careful with his words. I know what he meant, but that's not how it came out. You know, pro guys have different views of coaching.
It was bad timing, if nothing else. It was critically bad timing. Like, hey, yeah. De'Aaron, you had a really great – you were a shot away from the Final Four. You were a Luke May jumper from the Final Four. Can you chill? I'm flailing right now. We stink and I'm flailing. Help a brother out, please.
Help.
That's what Cal's saying.
SOS.
He's somewhere just screaming with Beisner, help, help. I think starting Allen – and starting where was to say, okay, you basketball bennies, here you go. And obviously the percentages have come down from Dante Allen and where he plays not very much and doesn't do much when he is on the floor. What did you make about shaking up the starting lineup?
Well, I liked it. I liked it. Dante is now realizing what college basketball is all alike, what it's like when you're high up on the scouting report. They're trying to deny him, and they're switching on him. They don't want to let him get a clean look at the basket on a catch and shoot. So he's got to work harder. He's got to learn to use his picks better, cut sharper. He's got to get himself open. And right now he's trying to struggle to find out that groove that he needs to get into. And where he's got a lot of upside on his rebounding and defense and his hustle, but he is limited, to say the least, offensively. So, I think Cal knew there was time for a change and knew those guys needed to be in. What will be interesting is what comes out against LSU.
Yeah, what do you do now? Yeah. What do you do now? Yeah. You know, you're exactly. I mean, B.J. Boston still played his minutes last night, scoring, or playing 33 minutes. What do you think Dante Allen's learning about college basketball in these last few games? He scores 23, and then, you know, those percentages have come down a little bit. In fact, I had him here just a second. Mike Pratt, what things? He was 53% from three until Mississippi State and including Mississippi State. Since then, he's 8 of 21, 38%.
I think that he should be learning, and I can't be in the kid's head. He should be learning, going back to what I said. Hey, how do I use my picks? I watched Tyler Hero grow a year ago with that. I watched him grow with that, to utilize that pick coming up off the off the baseline or the paint. And it's just – and then how do you – if somebody is guarding you, you come up off a pick – and the defender goes on the ball side. You don't go around the pick and go on the ball side yourself. You fade to the corner. Okay, you make him pay a price for going over the top on that particular play. If he trails you through that pick and then you go ball side and you make a catch and you make a shoot. But he's got to, you know, sometimes I wonder if he understands how hard he's playing or not playing, and how hard he's got to cut to lose his defender, because it's not like they just brought him in at the end of the game and said, here, play it. Defensive people go, well, who the hell are you, right? But now they know
right.
who he is.
They know play. Who he is. I think Louisville's running into that. Mike, I think Louisville's running into that a little bit, right? Like someone even though he's been good the last couple games, like Jalen Withers or Dre Davis, these guys now have 12 games of tape on them.
You know.
People know how to play him and not play him. I think it's changed U of L the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and that comes down to two things as a player. You got to be willing to work really hard at your craft, okay? And I know it's a long season. We're in the middle of it. You got to work harder at that point. And the other thing is you've got to study film so you know, you realize how the defense is playing you. You've got to help your basketball IQ by understanding how they play you and what you have to do. It's a chess match. They play you one way, you go another way, or you do something different to counter what they've done. And that comes with watching tape. That comes with talking to the coaches. It comes from working on your craft. I mean, they've worked their ass off. Every basketball player has in college this year because of the situation. And asking more right now is a lot. I get it, but you got to do it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely what's going on. Mike Pratt with us here, the Luminary, UK Radio Network, at Mike Pratt 22. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it's presented by Premier Packaging. I made this illustration. Well, I want to get to B.J. Boston. In fact, Strebel, you ask about B.J. Boston here in a second.
Okay.
But I want to get to the guards in general. By the way, Mike, it's Strebel's birthday today. He's 39. Can you believe it? He's 39.
Strebel, well, happy. I'd sing to you, but we don't have enough time.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much. Yes.
He only wants females to sing to him anyway, Mike. No offense.
No.
Okay. You know how it is.
I would love it if Mike Pratt sang to me, but I understand why you're not going to. But I do appreciate the sentiment, Mike.
Calipari, after the game, really lamented the guards. You know, the guards, they can't shoot, they can't drive by anybody. And I said it's like Kentucky basketball is running the Wildcat that we've seen Kentucky football run when you don't have a quarterback in the game, right? You have Lynn Bowden running around. I almost feel that way because it's the very basis of the dribble drive they don't drive the lane and get an easy dunk for a big. Like, they don't do any of that stuff, and then if they kick out, they go to a three-point shooter who we know can't shoot threes, right? So I just think their guard's ability to penetrate, whether it be B.J. Boston not being what they thought he was going to be, the injury, etc., to Terrence Clark, Devin Askew, who was, woeful at times last night, Devion Mintz, you're probably having to put him in position that you didn't think you were going to have to put him in. I just don't think that's fixable, and that's the very basis of what Calipari needs.
Well, I'm not going to sit and waste our time talking about what guys can and can't do, but let me put it this way. We're playing two guys at the point guard that aren't point guards. They're two guards.
Yeah.
Okay? So they struggle. They struggle to be a point guard. And one of the things we've seen in college basketball is you got to have a point guard that's consistent and can make others better, okay? Whether it's paint touches or using the pick and roll. In Kentucky now, this year, doesn't have that type of guy. They have two guards that are off guards, not on ball guards. And the other thing, Calipari a few games ago tried to set some screens and some picks for Sarr and Keon and Jackson and move them around to try to get them some baskets inside, which would help take a lot of pressure off. And we struggled to pass the ball to them. You know, I was having lunch today with Issel, and we were talking about feeding the post and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he said, I can't believe they can't pass better than that. You know, the guys work so hard sometimes to get open that it's a split second and they don't find them. So, again, I go back to this. These two kids may be terrific two guards next year, but right now they're struggling at the point. And if Kentucky gets a real point, they won't have to worry about that.
Mike, B.J. Boston has probably been the most maligned player with the fan base this season. He struggled mightily, but he doesn't start last night, comes in, plays arguably his best game as a Wildcat, actually finished through contact, hit some jumpers, looked like the best player on the floor, at least for Kentucky. What's the difference between last night and what we've seen from him all season long, and do you think the fact that he wasn't in the starting lineup had anything to do with it? I personally don't think so, but there are many people that are like, this is a wake-up call for B.J. Boston. What did you see differently about him last night than you have in pretty much every SEC game this season?
Two things, I think. I really do think you get a guy's attention. You get the people around the guy's attention when you sit him down, okay? So his ears now are being filled, being challenged by sitting down. The other thing that I saw last night was he used picks, he used dribble handoffs better than he has all year. All year. I mean, he cut it tight off the pick. He cut it tight off the dribble handoff. And when he turned the corner off the dribble handoff, he was going. I mean, he's not the quickest or the fastest guy. He's a good athlete.
Right.
But he's got that long stride at 6'6", so he can go places. He turned the corner last night, and boom, his stride was out there, got in the paint, and was able to finish, or one time he stopped and popped and made a basket. So I think he was boring down last night, doing some things that I hadn't seen him do, and maybe that embarrassment of being on the pine was helpful.
Yeah, and I have one more for you. So this team starts off 3-0 in the SEC. You beat Mississippi State. You beat Vanderbilt. You blow out Florida. Things are looking good. Fans are like, well, maybe they can do a little something, win some games in the SEC. And they have just fallen completely back. They're 0-3 in their last three games. They're underdogs the next five games. What happened between that 3-0 start
himself,
and that Florida game? We all felt great. And then you lose to just bad teams, Mike. Except for Alabama. They're a very good team.
Alabama's awesome.
They're a great team. What happened between that 3-0 start and now we're sitting back to square one with this team at 3-3 in the SEC?
Well, we're willing to assume that this team is just a very mediocre shooting team, right?
Yeah, okay. I think we're there with you. Yep.
Okay, so you keep that on the left-hand side of the balance sheet. On the right-hand side, soon to be moved over to that left side, is turnovers, missed foul shots. Turnovers, the other team turns them into points, okay?
Yeah. Missed foul shots. I think had like 25 points off turnovers last night, I believe.
Yeah, and so when you turn it around and you turn somebody over, you're going to score some points. You might turn them over 10 times and get 10 points, but you're turning it over 15 times and they're getting 25.
Right.
Okay? So you shoot yourself in the foot. You know, you're just – because you can't make up that difference being a mediocre shooting team. You can't make up that gap. You can't close that gap. So if they don't turn the ball over at the level they're turning it over at, and they're a good foul shooting team, but what they go with Auburn, what, 9 for 17?
It was bad, and, Yeah.
And I mean, last night they shot their fouls pretty good, much better.
They didn't shoot enough. They didn't get to the line enough, really, you know. They can't get to the line consistently. Everything's frustrating right now.
It's breaking Strebel's heart. It's breaking Strebel's son Kellen's heart.
Oh, Kellen was sad last
night.
He's
sad. I mean, everyone's sad.
Yeah.
Mike, everybody's sad.
Well, let me say,
except for Louisville fans.
Yeah.
They're not sad.
No,
and I hear from them too. So you know, it's all good. But again, it goes back to the pieces don't fit. The big guys struggle to finish inside. Sar likes the face. Jackson and Ware are rough offensively. Those three guys, the two of those three guys, play alike. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Boston and Clark, they play alike. And then you got two guards playing the point that are really two guards. So, again, I go back to the bottom line. You can pick it all apart. Bitch at Calipari, bitch at the kids. Whatever, bitch at me, I don't care. The pieces don't fit. So you got to ask the question, how did the pieces get there?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what a great dismount there by Mike Pratt. How heartbroken were you, Mike, with your Cleveland Browns on Sunday?
Oh man, I'm telling you. They put up a fight, though, brother. They put up a fight.
Yeah.
And
they covered the eight, too. They covered the eight.
Oh, yes, they did.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. By the way, Mitch is out right now. That's why he talked to Grossman. Mitch has stopped gambling on sports, cold turkey. He took horrific beats. He wanted to sell his TV and PS4 to pay for his gambling. So he has went cold turkey, has not made a bet in like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, that's a strange event right there. But I tell you, a stranger event, and I know you boys got to carry the show on without me, but am I right, Strebel is in Southern Indiana?
Mm-hmm. I am, yeah. I live in New Albany, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and did I understand a clip that was played before we joined each other about you advising Booker? So about Kardashian. So I kind of wondered, how in the world have you ever experienced that living in New Albany?
He hasn't. He knows nothing about it. But we do that. I'm talking about John Calipari. I've never experienced making $9 million a year coaching Kentucky basketball. And Strebel's never been in bed with a Kardashian yet.
No.
He is giving all of those takes like he has.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And by the way, his take is mostly right. I hate to say it. Many people agree with him, and they don't know either.
Yeah. No.
And they don't know either.
I would agree with him, too, but I thought that was a bit funny.
Yeah. We talk about things we don't know about. That's why we bring you on.
Yes.
Well, Mike, we'll be listening tomorrow at noon. You'll be up with Bobby V. Appreciate the time, good sir. Take care. Thank you.
All right, buddies. Always enjoy it. Bye.
All right, thank you. Mike Pratt with us, presented by Premier Packaging, at MikePratt22 if you want to follow him on Twitter. There you go. Well, Mike Pratt on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Pratt on a Thursday, Grossman.
Where'd he go?
He was there.
Where'd
I was
go?
Drinking water. Bad time.
I have received a number of things to ask you. 437-9680. Things that Jack Grossman may not know.
Okay.
Oh, I thought Mitch sent me a bunch.
Yeah, Mitch did. I've got the ones Mitch sent.
Ask Kreen this. Do you know who ICP is?
ICP?
Oh, oh no. You don't know ICP?
No.
Well, actually, that might be good.
Do you know who Robert Plant is?
No.
Do you know who Stevie Nicks is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's one.
Do you know who Tom Petty is?
Yes.
Do you know who Kyle Petty is?
No.
Okay. Right. What a crappy question to ask.
Kyle Petty. Seriously.
Do you know who Kyle Macy is?
Yes.
Okay.
See,
you can't go to sports.
Sports he knows.
Because Grossman's going to know sports.
He's an encyclopedia when it comes to
you
sports.
You don't know music at all, do you?
No, that's not the strong suit. If it's not obvious yet.
No, you don't look like a music person.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, I don't know. Like, I would just imagine you listen to sports radio, but if you did listen to music, it would just be, like, you know, 99.7. Like, it would just be generic whatever's on the radio type thing.
Pretty much.
Do you have a specific taste, like a music genre you like the best?
No, when people ask me, like, if I'm in a car with friends, you know, other than, you know, COVID times, you know, what do you want to listen to, Jay? I was like, whatever the heck you want to. If it's rock, if it's rap, if it's country, I don't really care. It's all fine. It's whatever.
It's all fine.
I don't have much of an opinion.
Do you know who George Strait is?
Oh. No.
Do you know who Johnny Cash is?
Yes.
What about, I'm trying to think of one.
Do you know who
lines.
Jerry the King Lawler is?
No.
Oh, Kreen! you don't know who Jerry the King Lawler is?
No.
Texas says, happy birthday, Donkey Lips.
Thank you.
Texas says, he stopped gambling cold turkey. Texas says, UK stopped protesting and now they suck. Or is it the other way?
No, because they protested before the Florida game.
Yeah, they won. They won big. Do you know who the Ultimate Warrior is?
No.
God. My gosh.
Do you know who Andre the Giant is?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, at least you know him. Goodness gracious.
Do you know who Jim Brown is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, tell the sport.
Do you know who Bernie Kosar is?
Yes.
Wow, I'm shocked by that.
You know who Bernie Sanders is?
Yes. Okay. He's a tribe member, so of course I know him.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Was your dad enjoying the memes of him because, you know, the family?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, he texted me. I think he's disappointed I don't know who Garth Brooks is because he sent me his Wikipedia page.
Everybody's disappointed that you don't know who Garth Brooks is. Everybody on the text line, Mitch, everyone.
Texas says, does he know who James Carville is?
Oh.
There's no way.
There's no way he knows James Carville. Okay.
Texas says, ask Kreen if he knows who J.D. Shelburne is.
That one I've heard before.
Texter, does Kreen know who Scott Stapp is?
Oh.
No.
Scott Stapp. Do you know who Chad Kroeger is?
Oh, wow. Well, I would say people have no idea who that is.
I think you know who Chad. What about Avril Lavigne?
No.
Do you know who Sum 41 is?
No.
Have you ever heard of... name one member of Blink-182 at any time.
I know what the band is, but I don't know who's in the band. if you tell me who's in the band, I probably recognize the names.
Mark Hoppus.
No.
Tom DeLonge. Travis Barker.
I've heard. Travis Barker.
Travis Barker. Okay.
There you go.
Rob Zombie.
I want more of these. 4-3, he has no idea. 437-9680. I want all of these. We will do this next segment. We will do this next segment.
Yes.
437-9680.
I'm glad you're happy that you get to reinvent this segment that you used to do with Cooper.
Well, no. We've done it with Mitch. It's just we're making fun of you for being young and not knowing anything.
Yes.
But there's a couple you should know. Garth Brooks, you should know.
Garth
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's exploded because when I was back here interning a couple years ago, I didn't know Nirvana.
Nirvana,
yeah,
right.
That's a big one. I know it now because of that experience.
Put this up. Which is worse, Jack Grossman not knowing who Nirvana is or Garth Brooks? At ESPN 680.
Oh, that's a great
one. Rivers Twitter poll. Man. We should do that. We'll take a break. Some Louisville numbers and then what Crean doesn't know. We'll do it next year on The Take on a Thursday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You would admit that Cal's lost his fastball, right, Kellen? If Calipari's lost his fastball as a recruiter, right? You would agree.
And James Strebel.
No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So Rick Bozich is going to join us here in about 20-25 minutes or so on the program. It's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Reminder, NFC-AFC Championship games beginning at 2 o'clock. You can catch it right here on ESPN Louisville. 437-9680. Crean, do you want to continue this,
the
segment that we were doing
absolutely.
Before we went to break of asking you outsourcing all of the content to the texters and whatever else to ask you what you may not know? Again, this started because Grossman has no idea who Garth Brooks is.
Yeah.
He has no idea who Nirvana is. We put that poll question up at ESPN 680. Before we do that, we got to play. It's Dan Campbell, right? Who's the next head coach, the new head coach of the Detroit Lions?
Yeah.
Have you seen this video? Have you heard this audio?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I have not.
Well, he's Coach Muscles. He was a player for a number of teams, including the Giants.
Okay.
He took over for a short amount of time, I know, with the Dolphins. He was a head coach for a few games, and they fired somebody. I don't know if that was the end of the Adam Gase era there.
I think it was.
And he's a lunatic. He's a football guy.
Yes.
He's scary, and he's everything else.
And the Dolphins fans loved him for a while because he won a little bit.
He won a few games when he took over.
Yeah.
So he's the new head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And he came in talking football.
Football.
He's a football man.
Bless him.
Yes. So go ahead, Crean. Play the sound.
This place has been kicked, it's been battered, it's been bruised, and I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't, but none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that, so excuse my language. All right, here's what I do know, is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right, and this city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right, it's found a way to overcome adversity. All right, and so this team's going to be built on. We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
It's football pornography.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
We're going to take your kneecaps.
We're going to get knocked down. We're going to eat your kneecap. You're going to hit us twice more. We're going to get knocked down again. We're going to bite the other kneecap. You're going to knock us down. We're going to get up again.
We're going to eat your foot.
I mean, it's crazy talk.
You know, I mean, there's a rash of these hires now in the NFL. I guess everyone's kind of enamored with Mike Vrabel. He seems to be the blueprint. For these guys.
Usually they go after these guys they think are really smart.
That's what I'm saying.
They rarely go after the meathead. Dan Campbell's a meathead.
He's a meathead. It's escaping my memory, but the guy that just got hired for the Jets is a meathead.
Salah?
The 49ers defensive coordinator, he's a meathead. You got Vrabel's a meathead. I mean, you got meatheads all of a sudden.
You have three meatheads.
But it might be a trend.
You have three meatheads.
It might be a trend.
You have 29 other ones that don't think they're meatheads.
I don't want these smart guys. I want these meatheads. You can take your Matt LaFleur Sean McVay's and your not leave Kevin Stefanski, he's fine. Right. All these other,
you love Sean McVay. His understudy's your new OC.
Yeah, but
who you
I'd
love.
Rather have
okay.
somebody
you
like
don't
that.
Him.
I want somebody I'm gonna poke you in the. I'm gonna thumb you in the eye. I'm gonna fish hook you. That's what's gonna happen. That's what I want, baby.
Keith Urban, do you know who that is, Grossman?
Have heard the name.
Have heard the name.
Ron Jeremy.
No.
Tina Turner.
Yes.
Whitney Houston.
Yes.
The band Oasis.
No.
TLC.
Heard it. Couldn't tell you what
they
do.
What's their most famous song?
I don't know.
Go Chasing.
My Heart?
Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Don't go chasing my heart.
I don't know. Oh, it is great.
That's great.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
Ice okay. Cube.
Yes.
Flava Flav.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a TV show.
Yeah. Chuck D.
437-9680.
Yo, Chuck D is.
Now, he can lie on some of these now.
Why would I lie, though? I have nothing to gain by lying.
They're trying to figure it out. You know?
Texter, shocker, Strebel wants the Meathead coach. Yeah, I mean.
That's great. That's what you want to hear as a football fan. Yeah, we're going to kick you in the face. Yeah.
Texter says at 437-9680, I don't want the smart guys. I want the Meatheads. Signed, a teacher.
We're talking about football, man. We're talking about football. We're not talking about
that one.
Not talking about up here teaching philosophy. We're not talking about astronomy. We're not talking about biology. We're talking about football. I don't need some egghead rolling in here and saying, "What we're going to do is we're going to run this down." You know, we're going to get here. We're going to do the Oklahoma drill and the gauntlet. That's what I'm talking about. We're not teaching genetics.
Does anyone do the Oklahoma drill anymore?
Whammy did.
Yeah.
Damn right he did.
You damn right he did. Gene Simmons.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
What was he known for?
I only know him. He's in a South Park episode.
That's the only thing I know him from. I love that.
Lisa Ann.
No.
Lisa Ann.
Oh, wait. Marilyn Manson, he was in jail, right?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, he maybe back in the day, but not like a big, like when he's young.
Yeah, removed one of his own ribs. You should Google that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jenna Jameson.
No.
He goes, of course, he knows who Notorious B.I.G. is. His brother dressed up as him.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That was a scary moment on the show.
And we're all terrified.
Scary moment on the show.
Terrified.
A scary, scary moment on the show. Richard Simmons.
Yes.
I'm shocked by that you know who Richard Simmons is. I'm stunned.
You know Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I'm stunned by this.
Yeah.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, the Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, good job.
Text line, I can't keep up with them.
Crocodile Dundee.
Tiana Trump.
Is she related to Donald?
He wishes. By the way, Ence is texting, and he's right. Crean combined Marilyn Manson with Charles Manson.
I don't have a clue.
Do you know who Charles Manson is?
And he's in a South Park episode, and breaks out of jail. That's all I know.
Do you only know South Park?
No,
you don't know who Charles Manson is?
You don't know who Charles Manson is right now.
No, I don't.
Oh my God. He's like the most famous criminal in American history.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy.
Let me ask my wife, how old are you, Jack? 25?
23.
He's 23. He doesn't know who Garth Brooks is. He doesn't know who Nirvana is, and he doesn't know who Charles Manson is. He should know Charles Manson, should he not? She says I would think so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good gracious.
How about that?
What about Jeffrey Dahmer?
No.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
What about Steve Urkel?
Yes.
He knows Steve Urkel. He doesn't know Charles
Manson. Text says, is Richard Simmons Jewish?
No.
Well, okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
That guy asking that made me think, is that why Jack knows who he is?
Yeah.
But I believe he knows who he is because, you know, maybe you saw daytime TV with your mom.
I think...
Or is it just South Park?
No, it's not South Park.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think it was daytime TV with my grandmother.
Oh, there you go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah, sweating to the oldies.
Yeah,
there you are. I'm still stunned by Charles
sweating
Manson.
Sweating to the oldies?
That was his video. Sweating to the oldies.
Well, isn't he supposedly, allegedly, like in a cave?
No one knows.
Someone's got him locked up somewhere?
Apparently
he talked about this on the show.
Yeah, he's in a mansion. There was a whole podcast about it. It was fascinating. This guy that was a friend of his... right? He's a friend of his. He just disappeared one day. Richard Simmons, he's like trying to get him out, and he thinks that the housekeeper is like keeping him in there, like torturing him.
Dwight Yoakam.
Who?
Oh.
Kelly Kapowski.
Was that the person from Saved by the Bell?
It was.
Wow, yeah. Good job on that.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
He knows that because of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Texas says Crean's the prime South Park demographic. He really is.
He is, yeah.
He really is.
He is.
It was so easy to sell that show to him.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
No.
Oh. You don't know who Wesley Snipes is, man?
God.
Passenger 57.
This one's going to...
Blade.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
James Hetfield.
No.
God.
Oh, I knew that was going to. I knew that was going to kill you.
Come on!
I knew that was going to kill Streeble.
Come on! Cream. Do you know what Metallica is? Metallica.
Yes.
Okay. he's a lead singer and rhythm guitarist for Metallica.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, do people want this or do they want my numbers on U of L basketball?
This.
Texas says Crane looks like a South Park character. Texas says sweating the oldies. Oh my God.
That's what it was.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay.
Well, listen, I didn't think he was going to get that.
I didn't either, but
I didn't think he was going to get that.
I know that one.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Bret Michaels.
No.
Oh, God. Green.
Who is he? Tell me.
He's a professional wrestler. Like, some people think he's one of the greatest of all time, possibly.
Bret Michaels.
See, I wasn't.
That's Bret the Hitman Hart.
No, Bret Michaels was in the Rockers. Yeah, Bret Michaels. Bret the Hitman Hart was a different guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Bret Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
I know some of the wrestlers. My brother was into them for a time, but not too much.
Talk about Bret Michaels, a musician.
Oh no! I think about Shawn Michaels.
I had to go look it up because I'm like,
you're
right. This stupid.
Yeah, Bret. Yeah. No, no. Yeah, you're right. I think it was Shawn Michaels,
the Heartbreak Kid.
The Heartbreak Kid. I think it's Shawn Michaels. Poison Bret Michaels. Sorry.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
What was the name of his finishing move?
I don't know that.
You know the stunner? What was the name of it? Okay, The Rock had two finishing moves. Name one.
I'm not going to know finishing moves for any of them. I knew the names of a couple of the wrestlers. It didn't mean I know anything else about them.
Man, there's a haymaker on here.
Okay.
Al Sharpton.
No.
You'll know Reverend Al Sharpton.
No.
Crean.
He's so disappointed.
What about Jesse Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how
what about Jenna Jameson?
No.
Texas
says, I thought Coop was bad at this. Crean's 10 times worse. No, I think Crean's more oblivious.
He is,
Crean, but
man.
He knows everything with sports.
He knows
South
Park.
He doesn't have a lane other than sports and South Park.
We found his
sweet
spot.
There's not a third lane.
No.
They need to stick with sports radio or something in sports.
Well, it's like sports, South Park, and then the other adult animated cartoons like Family Guy and those types of things, yeah.
That's your life.
That is my life. And video games.
That's
it's
okay.
Like those, and food. That's my Mount Rushmore. That is my life.
Sports,
it's
video
games, a sad life.
Food and cartoons.
No wonder I don't have a girlfriend.
That's a great life. You know, there's some days that I wish that...
If you had a girlfriend, how easy is it to sneak her into the basement? Do you have to go in like the main floor, or is there like a door that goes to the outside to where you have like access to where you don't have to see mom, pa?
There's a back deck door that I go through. Boom. That's like literally 5 feet from the basement. But if everyone's like in the living room, they see me. But I mean,
to that door.
Yeah, if it's past like 11 p.m., then everyone, 10:30, 11, everyone's in bed anyways, except for me. So there's not an issue.
Is Jack just roaming around the house?
Aaliyah. Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I
would have lost
it
if I didn't know that one.
Yeah, but
you
didn't know Lee Harvey Oswald, I would have lost my mind.
Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Okay.
SpongeBob. That'd be the other lane I would be in. Yes. That was my childhood.
SpongeBob. Good grief. Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm running out of fuel.
I know.
If you have any more, text them in.
Please.
We went through a ton of these. Jim Henson.
No.
Ugh. Jim Henson. I mean, he created the Muppets.
Okay.
Okay. Sesame Street. I mean, come on.
Mr. Yeah. Rogers.
Yes.
All right.
Ja Rule.
Yes.
Oh, you know Ja Rule?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
I know that's not a confident yes. That's a sheepish yes.
Can you name a song?
Oh, no,
nobody
can. No.
Nobody
okay.
can.
Can you name one?
You
of
know him from the Fire Festival, don't you?
Yes. That's exactly where I know
call.
Him.
Good call.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to kill him on that.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ja boy.
Ja Rule. Oh,
Pierce Brosnan.
What?
Brosnan.
Sean Connery.
I've heard the name.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Wow.
You don't know who Sean Connery
is? I'm sure I do. I'm blanking on it.
I'm blanking on it.
What does Kevin Costner do?
Kevin Costner's an actor, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, okay.
Crane, you don't even know that.
Oh, Sean Connery's James Bond.
Thank you. Good.
Sisko is a musician. He had what song that was hot like 15 years ago?
It's my senior song.
Oh, man. It's everyone's senior yeah. song.
I'm going to crush you guys. I don't know it.
No.
Oh.
The thong song. Look it up. You know what? Go to YouTube right now. If the computer's working,
look up the thong
look
song.
Look it up, and we're playing the thong song right now for you. That's what we're doing.
Juvenile.
No.
The Hot Boys.
Have you ever listened to Wu-Tang?
Yeah, I've heard a couple songs.
Can you name a member of the Wu-Tang Clan?
No,
a
little bit no chance.
Get a little bit closer to the mic there.
It's called the thong song, right?
Yeah.
It's called the thong song, right?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No chance.
Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
You've never seen Hard Target.
Cindy Crawford.
No.
Kathy Ireland.
There's
got to be cursing here. Let's get. I mean, this
is there a clean? Is there a clean version?
Is this clean? I don't know if it's clean or not.
I'm gonna try to find. I'm gonna search clean.
Jean-Claude Van Damme killed me.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
I'm actually surprised at that, but good. I'm glad you do know who he is.
Oh man.
God.
Do you know who Chris Farley is?
Oh God!
No, Crane.
I know who he is. I'm just that's
no Crane. No. Crane. That's the worst one. That's the worst one. That's worse than Garth Brooks.
You're
that's
gonna
Nirvana.
Listen, Biscuit right now is listening because he sent me a few. Biscuit is going
oh he was
to
SNL.
Pass out.
Oh yeah.
Can you name? Truck.
All right, you probably can't. All right. I'm scared to death.
Yeah, I know.
This song has
I know. I'm so scared.
Yeah. Boy.
You get the point.
Yes.
That's
something.
Sinbad.
Sinbad.
You said it's something.
Yes.
Sinbad.
Steven Seagal.
Yes.
You know Steven Seagal, but you don't know Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Who the hell is Jean-Claude Van Damme? That's the second time you said him. I don't have any clue.
He's in a bunch of martial arts movies, like Hard Target. I mean,
you killed Skull, by the way. Like you literally, he's done.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me. What's
William this? Hung.
No.
William Hung.
Jackson says, "Crane, you're embarrassment to fat guys right now."
I mean, Chris Farley's like the fat guy hero.
Master P owned which label?
I don't know.
Oh,
No Limit.
Oh, come on.
No Limit. No
Let's
Limit
see,
Soldier.
What else?
I thought I told you.
Who did the song Back That Ass Up?
I said his name to you.
Oh, you don't even know?
You did? I don't know.
I did. Juvenile. You... What
you've
what
said record? Like three dozen names in the last 20 minutes. How am I going to pick one out?
What record label was... Well, if you don't know Juvenile, you don't know his record labels.
No.
Macaulay Culkin.
No.
What?
Man, that one hurts too.
What?
Dolph Lundgren.
No.
John Candy.
No, I don't think so. No.
John Travolta.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
Dolph Lundgren.
No.
Ruben Studdard.
Who?
That's the best one.
Ruben Studdard. Ruben Studdard.
John Belushi.
Yes.
Okay.
Animal
good.
House.
Yeah, good. Oh, you know Animal House. I'm actually impressed by that.
Sir Mix-a-Lot had one hit song.
I don't know.
God!
What song is it?
Baby Got...
Oh, the Baby Got Back song. Sorry.
I've heard that song.
Heard
that.
Oh, yeah, okay,
of course.
Okay.
I want to know the last time you've heard that song.
It's been a long time. But...
Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Texas says enough of this segment.
Steve Martin.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas says Van Damme's even in a South Park episode.
He is. He is in a South Park episode. That's right.
Shamu.
The whale?
Danny Glover.
Yes.
Missy Elliott.
No.
Shamu. Famous animals. Flashy.
Andy Van Slyke.
Yes.
Of course, that's a random baseball player.
Yeah, exactly.
I threw in a random early 90s baseball player from my youth who was on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And
of course he knew who Andy Van Slyke was.
Boy.
Which is so useless.
No, it is. It is. But I knew you were, and I don't know why. Texas says the Ruben Studdard took me to my knees. Baba Booey.
Yes.
Martin Short.
Yes.
Wow.
Afro Man.
Oh, absolutely.
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Mr. T.
Yes.
Coolio.
No.
That's a good one.
Oh, you know Coolio. Gangsta's Paradise.
Have you ever seen Air Bud?
Yes. Many, many, many times.
Many times?
When I was young, yes. On the VCR.
I can see young Jack sitting in front of his TV watching Air Bud.
Gene Hackman.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
All right.
We will continue this. We got to take a very short break. Bozich next. Somehow, we always do this with Bozich.
To poor Bozich.
We end up just talking nonsense, and then it's Rick Bozich.
Yeah, sports
We're trying
news,
to talk
man.
About Kentucky basketball stinking. Keep sending them. I'll sprinkle them in during the interview as we go. 437-9680. It's the take on a Thursday. Bozich next.